Okay. It's okay. Just calm down. Just stay calm. Just put down the plasma torch. We can talk. Okay? Okay, you don't have to put it down. Just listen. Just listen to me. I know this is really confusing. I know you don't know where you are, who you are. I know you don't remember anything. But you're okay. You are... Okay. I will keep my distance. I just need you to try and stay calm. Okay? You just came out of hypersleep. Your body chemistry is all messed up. And I know you're scared. I know that you are really scared because this is... It's okay. Darling, it's okay. Okay, I won't call you darling. It's all right. It's okay. I want you to look at the ID card on the end of your lanyard. Just look at it. I won't try and come close. I'll stay right here. Just look at it. Do you see the picture? It's you and me. Right there. On the back of your ID card. It's you and me. It's our wedding day. That's why I called you darling. Because I always call you darling. I'm your wife. I know you don't remember me. I know you don't remember anything, but I need you to trust me. And I know that's so difficult to do. I really do, but I need you to do it. Because I need you. We're all alone on this ship, and I need you because I can't do this without you. I just can't. So please just put down the plasma torch. Please. I'm begging you. Thank you. Thank you. I was worried you were going to hurt yourself. Not because you want to, but because you shouldn't have woken up. Not yet. But everything on this ship is broken. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I thought I'd found the problem. I thought that you would sleep this time. I was wrong. Again. And now you're going through this again. I'm so sorry, darling. I didn't mean for this to happen. I really thought I had it. It's just everything on this ship is broken. I'm so tired and I'm so worried about you and... I need to tell you what happened. I need to tell you where we are. Why you don't remember anything. Why you don't remember me. Where to start? It's kind of funny. It's not funny. It's really not funny. This time I won't waste time asking you what you remember, because I know you don't remember anything. I wish you did. I wish you remembered me. Because I really... Sorry, I'm just tired and... Okay. Where are we? That's a tricky question. We're on the HMS Intrepid. It's a dreadnought class cruiser and you're the captain. Yeah, that's what it says on your ID card. You always hated that picture. I thought you looked really nice. I'm... I guess I'm the head engineer now. The only engineer. I wasn't. I was just an engineer. Because we're married, I can't. Well, I can't hold a commission. But it doesn't matter to me. I just wanted to be with you, so.
As for where we are,
I don't know. Everything is broken. All of the instruments are giving conflicting information. We're lost, and I don't know. We're not completely lost. There's a signal. There's an alliance signal, and we're heading for it. But I'm not sure exactly what it is we're heading for. A space station, a planet. It's not a ship. Well, I don't think it's a ship. It's stationary. It's an automated signal, but it's something. Something recognizable, something that I know. So we're making our way towards it. There was an accident. A disaster. I don't know what happened. I have gaps in my memory. I'm not sure. But I do know that everyone's dead. Everyone's gone. Apart from you. You're still here. There was a ship. You led a boarding party and then I don't know. I remember screams and lights. I've tried to find out what happened. I've scoured the ship's logs, but everything is fragmented. Everything is broken. It's all wonky. I thought I was alone. I don't know. I found you, and you were unconscious, and you were contaminated. Your spacesuit was... it looked like you'd been in a fight. Your visor was shattered, and there were tears all over. No, not tears. Punches. Couldn't wake you up. I took you to medical and I did what I could. But I'm an engineer, not a doctor. And then you woke up. I have never been so happy. And then you didn't remember me. And he was so scared. I couldn't get you to calm down. I couldn't get you to listen. So I sedated you and I secured you to the bed. I thought when you woke up you'd be you, and I really, really needed you, and you. I don't know what happened. I'm not much help, am I? I didn't know what to do, so I thought if you were asleep, maybe I don't know. Maybe when we got to the base, there would be doctors or scientists or someone who knew what happened. So I rigged one of the cryo beds and got you in it. That was fun. I thought I fixed it. I thought it was fine. I mean, I had to jailbreak it because the only person who can authorize them is you. But you were. This isn't the first time you've woken up. For some reason, the cry bed just it won't keep you down. And last time, wow. Last time you gave me this nice little scar. Not so little scar. But scars are sexy, right? Darling, you don't have to apologize. It was my fault. It was my fault. I should have done more research. I should have waited. I was arrogant and overconfident. You're so sweet. You are so, so sweet. So in love. Come here. You know, I do really like that picture. I'm glad it caught my eye because when I turned it over, I saw your wedding picture. No. You're not going anywhere. When I saw your picture, I realized there was another way. Something I could use to control you, subdue you, when you escaped again. Because of course you would escape. You humans are so stubborn. So forceful. You see, it's the neuro interfaces in those cryobeds. No matter what I do, you'll always work your way out somehow. Because even without all your memories, you know that something's wrong. You know that this is not good. But now, I'm wearing the face of your wife. So when you escape, I can talk you down. Make you doubt your instincts. It's okay, darling. You're all right. Well, you're not really. You're infected. Oh, you. You're very sick. But it's not obvious. Not yet. It won't be for a while. And they'll never see it coming. I'm afraid I lied. A lot. We're going home. That signal, it's Earth. Finally, after all these years. You know, you humans are so arrogant. Sending out all those signals. Shouting into the night. Never thinking what would happen if someone heard you. We heard you. We heard every word. And we don't like what we heard. So, we're accepting your invitation and we're coming to visit. And soon you won't be a problem anymore. And it's all down to you, darling. I really am so very thankful. But for now, you're going back to sleep. I would say that I hope you stay down, but I know you won't. You're so stubborn. It's almost cute in a way. Tell me, does it make it easier? Seeing this face before you fall to the dark? The face of your beloved wife. I want it to be easy for you. I don't want you to suffer. You've already been through so, so much. But don't worry. I'm going to take that all away now. You won't remember any of this. And when you break out again, maybe it would be fun to play human for a while. You are rather attractive. Maybe that would keep you quiet. I guess we'll see. Time to fall into the dark, my darling. Although I find myself hoping that you'll wake up soon. Good night. Sweet.